A top-level United Nations mission to Afghanistan says security and the total disarmament of militia forces are critical to economic development and free elections in the war-ravaged nation. Despite rampant security problems, the UN delegates think national elections will probably take place next year as scheduled. Germany's UN ambassador, Gunter Ploeger, says that Afghanistan's future depends almost entirely on its security situation.
The core problem that we met in all the discussions, whether it was politicians, whether it was local leaders, whether it were NGOs, the key question appeared to us to be security.
Ambassador Ploeger, who led an unprecedented mission of UN Security Council representatives to Afghanistan, says the delegates aimed to show that the international community remains dedicated to ending the fighting in Afghanistan. He was speaking to reporters in the Afghan capital Kabul at the end of the five-day mission. Since the 2001 war that ousted the former hardline Taliban government, Afghanistan has been plagued by fighting between rival militia commanders and warlords, as well as by an insurgency from remnants of the old regime. The German diplomat spoke out against the profusion of private militias, including sizable units deployed inside Kabul, where international peacekeepers are supposed to be in charge of security.
All military units have to be withdrawn from Kabul and its environs. This has not yet been achieved, and I think it is urgent to do this before we get into the hot phase of the preparation of the election.
The UN ambassador says only when the Kabul militia and other private forces are demobilized will the country be able to stage fair, peaceful elections. The Kabul militia is led by Afghan Defense Minister Mohammed Fahim, who has previously promised to disband his forces. An internationally endorsed agreement signed 2 years ago in Germany set a deadline of June 2004 for national elections. Despite the security challenges, Ambassador Ploeger says the Afghan officials who met with the delegation feel there is a good possibility that a presidential election can be held by the deadline. He says legislative elections may be longer in coming as they involve more complicated planning. But the ambassador also noted that any election will hinge on the adoption of the new Afghan draft constitution by a national council that is to meet next month. Michael Kitchen, VOA News, Islamabad.